Wow, it appears we have internet connection today and no Daleks are trying to take over the Highbury squad. But you better be prepared for this week's Kevin Says Truth Serum episode. This is the Lockdown Series, episode 18. Let's go, Gunners. Some of you may be wondering why I'm dressed like something out of a 1950s Cuban restaurant theme. But Super Kev knows style when he sees it. Welcome to the show, bro.
I love it. Nice to see you looking so sharp. Nice one, Sophie.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a bit of a Hollywood appointment later, so we'll keep it at that. But for now, let's keep it to what this episode is about. Kevin Says weekly segment returns, and you really want to dig deep and start talking about some truth serum. So here we go, Gunners. Kevin Says the truth about Arsenal.
Hi everyone, this is Kev Says 7. I know things have been all over the place after the last result against Wolves. Are we really surprised of what we're seeing? I know, yes, of course we want it to change. Of course we do. And this one is the truth about Arsenal. Arsenal and the truth. We're going to do this is the recording. I'm not going to go too deep into this because I want to get your questions and really do things on the day. I think that's really important that you guys have your say. I could say my opinion. I hear your opinion. We might not agree and probably we won't agree at times. Yet the crazy thing is, for the last how many years, these players have been up and down and up and down and up and down. And finally, some of them got a bit of success at the end of last season. Little bit of success in the FA Cup and then, you know, get into the game versus Liverpool, their Charity Shield, and they win that. All of a sudden, do they think they're players? Is there we just need to turn up and not put the work in? Because you know what? I see opposition teams putting the work in. I see the opposition teams putting the work in. And I don't see any response from Arsenal. So, we've got to talk the truth. Let's talk the absolute truth. The same inept performances we have seen season after season after season. So, whether you have an experienced manager like Emery, we saw it under Wenger, we saw it under Emery, and now we're seeing it under Arteta. Arteta kind of started different because he made a little difference. They won. And then going into this season, we thought, right, at least the boys are improving. No, they've reverted right back to type. For me, we've got to look at and address quite a few things. Are the players good enough? No, let's look. First question, is Arteta good enough? Are the players good enough? Is the mentality of the team good enough? And last but not least, what needs to change to get the mentality right? Because as proven, as we see, changing managers necessarily is not the case because they've messed up under Wenger, they've messed up under Emery, they've done nothing with Freddie, and that was only a small little snapshot, and they kind of had a resurgence under Arteta, but they're reverting back to type. Is it fair on Arteta that he's having to work with these guys and he's not been able to have a proper transfer window. He's not really been backed. Let's get it all out in the open, Gooners. Let's get it all out in the open. This is Arsenal The Truth series. Kev says, this is the Arsenal and the truth. So let's have it out. Let's talk about it. And let's see where we get. I personally know from my position, I'm not saying you, everybody, this is what I know. I know the players have to step up because they are not. And people could talk about that, but the manager does this stuff. Stop it. Stop it. Once a player passes that white line, he can't be looking to his mum. Oh, sorry, his manager, his mum on the side, his manager. Oh, help me, help me, help me. No, you've got to go out there and do it. They've proven they know how to do it. They've proven they know how to play better. But they're just not playing better. Is that because they're not good enough? But let's address all of this tomorrow. Okay? Kev says, Arsenal and the truth. Kev says, number 7. Take it easy and let's get it done. All the best, everyone. Take good care.
Wow, Casey, you let the gauntlet out right there and you're letting everyone have it. We've talked a lot and debated and had tons of conversations on our show about the state of the union in terms of where we are as a club. We're both dressed in black today, so we're ready for battle, I think. Like Will Smith style, Big Willie style, I think, right here.
Yeah. And do you know what, Sophie? I've got to say, the fan base has been fantastic. And you know, we talk about toxicity and all that kind of thing, but the fan base, I think the fan base, a lot of the fan base has been fine. They've got questions, just like you've got questions, Sophie. Mm-hmm. And what a great platform for us to actually connect and actually speak about things, because very rarely fans ever get the opportunity to speak about it like this. So it's great what you've put together, and let's have it out.
Well, let me just add to that the fans don't get the opportunity to actually have a legend in the house that they can ask these questions directly to, someone who's been in the dressing room, who understands the trials and tribulations of football life. You've been at the very tippy top of the mountain. You've also had to survive relegation, be a captain on the day and lead a group of men to believe that they can save their team and fans and a community from losing multi millions of dollars by having to play in the championship, and you achieved and did that. So with that said, this is our fan show, so I'm going to fire it off because we've been inundated with comments on YouTube and in chat. So I'm going to start with a really simple one here from Nick. The players aren't good enough. The board and owner haven't backed Arteta. However, the standard of football is going downhill, and I question Arteta's man management and tactics. Now, you know what he means by this, Casey, because I've asked you this question about the fight with Ceballos Luiz, Willian going to Dubai, Pepe coming out and making his comments, Pepe being petulant, getting sent off. What's your answer to Nick about Arteta's, forget tactics and all that, man management? What do you see?
Well, this is what I see. I see, was there any question of Mikel Arteta's man management last season? I don't think there was. Even though we went through some very difficult times, Sophie, there was no question of the man management. There was no question, and I'm sure we got people in there, would we question his backroom staff? There was no question of them last season. There was no question of them when we underdogs that we were. Why were we underdogs against Manchester City? Why were we underdogs against Chelsea in the final? Why were we even... Everybody was a bit 50-50 going to Sheffield United in the FA Cup as well. Why? Because they know we ain't that club anymore. Let's talk the truth. So there was no question of his man management. Whenever things start to go bad, Sophie, people start to pick up on stuff that probably happened last season. There was no problem, but now all of a sudden it's a problem. Mm-hmm. There is no problem with Arteta and his man management skills. Nobody questioned him on Guendouzi last season when he kicked him out. Nobody questioned him on Ozil when the team went on and won the FA Cup. So his man management is right. There has to be some discipline in that dressing room, because that's why Emery lost his job, Sophie. Emery lost his job because he didn't have discipline inside that dressing room.
Well, he tried to get it by teaching Ozil a lesson that he couldn't do what he did under Wenger's watch, and that was unacceptable anymore. And I hear what you're saying, Super Kev. And also, I think the reason why some of these man management issues are coming up is not based on what we saw last year, but based on what we're seeing this year, with maybe a little favoritism. If you're going to ostracize Guendouzi and Ozil, why don't you bench Willian for going to Dubai? Those kind of small little niggly things that have crept in, things being leaked from the training ground, Pepe speaking out when he's on international duty. So I think that's where some of these guys are coming from.
Which yeah, but then that's not Arteta's man management, Pepe speaking out. That's a player talking. That's not Arteta's man management, Sophie. Do you understand what I mean? So you could lump everything on Arteta's plate. Of course you can. But a player speaking, and he wasn't disrespectful. He was very respectful, said he wants to play more. He knows he needs to be trusted, etc. So how is that a knock on his man management? I just don't get that bit, that one.
Okay, so let's weave into this one from Doomslayer 510, because it's all encompassing. We see a lot of the time, Andre